Just Energy with naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise. We have learned from Einstein's theories that matter and energy are one. Physicists believe that all systems in nature have their own particular way of vibrating. From the swing of a pendulum to the waves in the ocean to the light that brightens the sky each day, each of these oscillates at its own unique rate. In the same way, things such as rocks and minerals vibrate very slowly and at speeds that are imperceptible to us. Living things such as plants, animals, and man vibrate faster and appear to be alive. The same holds true for every thought, feeling, event, or word we speak. Each has its own frequency or rate of vibration. What many of us don't realize is if we take everything in our own universe down to its simplest form, it is all just energy. Join Dr. Rita as she explores questions such as, what are we made of? Why do we get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? Call in and talk to her and her thought-provoking guests. Send us your questions and get the help you need to move beyond any obstacle or challenges that may be affecting your life, right from the source. So stay tuned and explore your possibilities.
Hello and welcome to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise and thank you all for tuning into the show today. We have two fantastic guests today. In the first half hour, yes, just the first half hour, we're going to be talking to Ariel Ford about the soulmate secret. And then for the balance of the show, we're going to be speaking to a good friend, Ken Gearhart, about cryptozoology, monsters, mystery, or myth. That could be like the love of your life, the myth. But we are going to totally straighten that out when we talk to Ariel, how you can get the man or woman of your dream. Before I bring Ariel on, just a reminder, we will be having a new mind yoga question today. After the next break, I will be announcing a winner for last week's question. And yes, we did have a winner, and yes, it was a very hard question. And then later on in the show, we will have a new question for next week, or for this week, and the winner will be announced next week. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about Ariel, and I will bring her on the air. Ariel Ford has spent the last 25 years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She is one of the founding partners of the Spiritual Cinema Circle, a DVD club dedicated to promoting movies about love and compassion. She is the author of 7 books, including the Hot Chocolate for the Mystical Soul series and her newest book, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. So please welcome to Just Energy Radio, Ariel Ford. Hi, Ariel. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's great to meet you.
I think it's interesting. I heard of you and actually had gone to your webpage. I don't know how many million... All right, that sounds terrible. A number of years ago... And what I saw that you were doing was that you were doing public relations for book authors, correct?
Yeah, I did that for many, many years. And about 5 years ago, I semi-retired from that to start Spiritual Cinema Circle with some friends of mine.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how you have gone from representing the authors to being one yourself. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, that was sort of a benefit of working in the industry, because not only was I doing book publicity, I was also a literary agent, so I had a lot of connections in the business, and along the way, various books have really just fallen into my lap. I mean, The Soulmate Secret was not a book I ever planned on writing, but it was actually came out of my sister asking me to talk to 200 of her students about how I manifested my husband 13 years ago. And at the end of the talk, they were all saying to me, well, where's the book? Where's the book? We want to read the book. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not writing any more books. But I created this internet product. It's called soulmatekit.com, where I put all the information together in one place so people could have DVDs and CDs and a workbook on how to manifest love. And HarperCollins ended up seeing it and made me an offer to turn the Soulmate Kit into a book. So it was one of those things that decided on its own to have a life, and I was the lucky person who got to birth it.
Well, that is a very cool story. Let's just kind of jump into the meat of this. I really like having meat on this show, and I get the impression that you're going to be good for dishing up some good information. Let's start here. In your view, how do you define a soulmate? What kind of characteristics do they have?
I really believe a soulmate is somebody you can completely be yourself with, somebody that you love unconditionally, who loves you unconditionally. And when you look into each other's eyes, you have the experience of being home. And based on that description, I believe that we all have many soulmates already in our life. They may be a best friend, like Oprah and Gail King, our best friend soulmate relationship. Or it could be a coworker, a business partner. It could be a child, a parent, a sibling. But if you start to look around your life at the people with whom you can completely be yourself, that you share unconditional love with, that is a soulmate relationship. And one of the great places to start when you want to manifest a romantic soulmate is by giving love, attention, and appreciation to the soulmates that are already in your life. Because when you're focused on giving love and being appreciative and grateful for love, you automatically become a magnet for even more love.
Exactly. Well, isn't that the basis of the law of attraction anyway? The energy that you put out, you start to return that energy back to yourself, except multiplied?
Yes. The law of attraction states that we draw to us the people, places, and experiences that match our state of being. So that's why it's really important to start focusing not on what you don't have, and how upset, angry, depressed, or sad you are that you don't have the love of your life. That's only going to get you more upset. But to focus on the love that is already there, and even though it may not be the romantic partner that you want right now, when your attention is on love, giving love, sharing love, you're going to pull more love to you.
I have never heard someone, when talking about a soulmate or creating a soulmate relationship, back the whole process up to make it the generalized concept of sending and receiving love. But that makes so much sense.
Doesn't it? I mean, really, isn't that, at the end of the day, what is it that we want? We all want the same thing. We want to love. We want to be loved. We want to share experiences. We want to feel good about ourselves. We want to make other people feel good. That's really the essence of what's meaningful to people, especially, you know, when you get to a certain age and you find out, well, the car didn't do it for you and the right dress didn't do it for you. It's like, oh, maybe rolling over in the morning and waking up next to somebody who's happy to see you, that's where the juice is, you know. So it makes sense to me to, you know, let's start focusing on what it is we want to experience in every cell of our body, which is more love.
I find it interesting. I think many people have become familiar with the law of attraction, and they make the list, you know, and they make the vision board, or, you know, they start out with some tools. Well, if they actually get to that step, I mean, I have a lot of clients, and I mean, I'm a medical intuitive psychic, and when I read them, I go, well, you have this big blank screen. And so I think people are starting to get on board with, you know, making the lists and whatever. But is that all you need to do to find the one? Isn't there more to it than that?
That's a tool. Really, where you want to begin this process is with forgiveness. You want to begin by forgiving yourself for all the ways that you judge yourself for having made mistakes in the area of love. And then the hard step is forgiving all the people in your past that you're judging as having hurt you in the area of love. Because until you get to that forgiveness and really clean up the past, if you try to take these very powerful manifestation tools without doing the forgiveness part, you're going to do what my sister calls putting ice cream on top of poop. And I'm sure you know what that means. So you have to start from clean ground. You have to start from a very clean place to create, which is forgive yourself, find ways to love yourself, be compassionate towards yourself, forgive those in the past. Now, I heard a great definition last night of compassion, which is understanding the lack of understanding. And, you know, if there are people you're judging in your past, most of the time they did not intentionally set out to break your heart, ruin your life, or make you miserable. You know, they acted the way they acted because of their unconscious programming or their selfishness or whatever it was. But they didn't wake up in the morning and say, you know, I'm going to make your life miserable. They did what they did. You can't go back and change it. But what you can do right now is forgive them and stop obsessing about what isn't so and start to take some control over your thoughts and your emotions to create the life you really want. And the hard part for most people is that being successful at manifesting requires emotional maturity. You have to decide, yes, this is what I want for my life, and I'm willing to manage my thoughts and emotions and not deal with the stuff that doesn't serve me. And that's the part that's a little tricky for some people because it requires time, energy, attention, and intention. And most people are living in this, you know, I want it now, fix me kind of place. And it's all possible for you. You know, people say to me, well, I've made the list, and I made the vision board, it didn't work. It's like, no, that's not true. You know, I know with 100% certainty that this process works for anybody who really works the process. It worked for my 80-year-old mother-in-law. It's worked for men and women of all ages, all sizes, all financial incomes, living in the most remote parts of the world. I've seen it work for people who are willing to say, you know what, this is what I truly want. This is what will make my heart sing, and I'm willing to invest time in me to create the life of my dreams.
And it also requires that, and you've kind of talked about this indirectly, that you have to look at your own stuff. And so there might be a piece of your relationship space that you need to heal and forgive, but sometimes you have your own stuff going on that you need to look at and go, well, you know, maybe how I'm reacting to this situation in a relationship space or dealing with that situation in a relationship space isn't really the most healthy, you know,
and kind of take
some lessons from those old relationships.
Right, and this is why God invented coaches and therapists, because sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. You know, it's like, I'll give you a for instance, when my computer breaks down, I do not get out the screwdriver and take it apart and try to fix it. I know that I don't know how to fix my laptop. I call Steve, my tech guy. I'm like, Steve, get over here quick, it's broken. And Steve, the expert, comes and he fixes my computer. You know, if you have had a history of negative experiences in relationships and you've read a few books or you've gone to workshops and things haven't changed, get a therapist or get a coach. It's not a lifelong commitment, but get an objective, professionally trained pair of eyes on you that can say, oh, if you would only shift this just a few degrees, you could fix this. You know, make that investment in yourself. You know, if you're putting on your wish list that you want somebody who is physically fit and attractive and high energy and has a healthy lifestyle, and you're a potato chip eating couch potato that has cobwebs on the exercycle, you have to ask yourself, is a physically fit person going to really be attracted to me? And I'm not suggesting in any way that anybody needs to lose weight or be something different than what they are. I'm just saying, if you're asking for something, you have to say, you know, am I a fit for this? You know, and if you're not, put on your shoes and start walking. You don't have to make radical changes. One of the best parts of manifesting your soulmate is that you heal each other on the deepest levels. But first you have to really feel like you deserve a soulmate. You have to be able to walk past the mirror, blow yourself a kiss, and say, aren't I wonderful? Don't I deserve love? And of course you deserve love, because just as if there's enough air for us to breathe, there's enough water for us to drink, at least in this country, there is more than enough love for you in the world. All you have to do is be willing to receive it.
And so many people have such difficulty, especially women, in receiving anything. And And actually, that's one of the things that I end up talking to my clients about a lot. It's like, you know, you have this giant energetic imbalance where you can only give. And shifting, that was kind of what I was thinking about earlier, shifting how you interact so that you can actually receive, which can interfere with your ability to receive love from a soulmate or anybody.
Yeah, and that really comes out of control issues. Because if you're the person always giving, you feel more in control. Because if you're in a receptive place, then you're back. For some people, you're into this, oh, well, if I allow myself to receive, then they might take it away from me. I might lose something. So that's why it's so important to really focus on healing the emotional body. We've all been wounded. I mean, just look at what happened with Sandra Bullock, right? Here's this beautiful, incredibly successful, presumably nice person at the height of her career, and she ends up in this catastrophe of a marriage. You know, if it can happen to her, it can happen to anybody. Shania Twain, the same thing. Beautiful, successful, married to this not great-looking guy, cheats on her with her best friend. You know, people get hurt. There's no one who is immune to getting hurt. But people do also heal, and that's a conscious decision. If you're not healing, it's because you're choosing not to make the effort to heal. And sometimes making the effort is reaching out for help.
Exactly. I'm going to go back to the whole manifestation process because I'm sure you have seen this also. What about the people that try to be too specific?
Yeah, that's kind of a funny one. So when you're putting together the soulmate wish list, I always tell everybody the first thing on everybody's list should essentially be the same. So, for instance, the first thing on my list was, my soulmate will be open, willing, and available for a long-term monogamous marriage, and he would be straight. I put all of that in there, you know. If you don't want to get married.
Maybe you should repeat that for the listeners. Yeah. That was wonderful.
Right. My soulmate will be open, willing, and available for a long-term monogamous marriage or partnership, whichever you're asking for. And if you're gay or straight, put that in there just for safety. Because you do want all of those things, and these are powerful techniques, and you could get somebody who matches, if you're saying, oh, well, he's got to be 6'2", 178 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, medium build. He could show up. He could also be gay if you're straight, you know, or he could show up and he could be living with somebody else. So if you're going to put your order in, be specific. But be specific in ways that are important. You know, the truth is, if somebody's 2 inches shorter or taller, is it going to be a deal breaker? And chances are it's not. So why is that even on the list unless you're obsessed about it? You know, I see so many women put on their list, he has to be spiritual. And I always question them about this. It's like, well, what do you mean by spiritual? And most of the time what they mean by spiritual is he has to share my spiritual beliefs, which is I go to a New Thought church, or I practice Course in Miracles, or I'm a Buddhist, or I'm a this, I'm a that. And, you know, honestly, unless you are practicing hours every day, chances are that's not a critical requirement to your happiness. What is a critical requirement to your happiness is that you be with somebody who is accepting of your spiritual practice. You know, I had one friend who was working on manifesting her soulmate. She is a vegan who only wears organic cotton clothing, and she meditates every day, and she does yoga every day. Well, she manifested a guy who is a smoker, meat-eating, hunter, motorcycle riding, car repairman. But, you know, but she was in love with him, and he was in love with her, and he treated her like a queen. But every time she thought about the fact that he was a meat eater, smoking, this, that, and the other thing, it kept showing up as a deal breaker for her. Finally, they broke up, but they couldn't afford to not live in the same house, so they were still living together, and he was still treating her like a queen. He came in from hunting one day, and he started to tell her what it was like to be in the forest in the early morning with the fog and the sunlight filtering through the tree branches and the miraculous silence, and he brought home a duck, which he was going to cook up and eat, because of course he wouldn't kill something that he wasn't going to eat. And she started to see that while he didn't go to the Church of Religious Science like she did, he went to the forest. That was his temple. This was his meditation, that he was actually closer in touch with nature than she was. So that was sort of her first opening. And then a few weeks later, he had to go to the funeral of his boss. And he's a very shy, introverted guy. When they got to the funeral, it was all car repair guys, kind of macho-type guys. Nobody was standing up to speak about what a wonderful man this was who had just passed over. And her very shy, introverted friend stood up and gave this heart-wrenching eulogy about what a wonderful man and good father and good husband this guy Bob had been. And she suddenly fell in love with the guy she'd been living with for 4 years. Now, if she checked off her list, oh, this is a deal breaker, he's not spiritual, she would have missed a lifetime of happiness, because she already had this judgment of what spiritual is. So when you're making this list, it's really important, every item you write down, to question yourself, is this really critical to my long-term happiness? And if it's not, leave it off the list. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. I think that would be a very interesting living arrangement. I think that if I was that hardcore vegan, vegetarian, you know, the whole package, it would be kind of hard.
Right.
You know, smelling meat cooking in the kitchen.
But what would you learn about, what's the word for that? Tolerance. You know, because if you're judging somebody, then you're creating stress in your body because of the mm-hmm. choices they've made. You're seeing them as wrong. You know, like I don't judge vegans. I couldn't be a vegan. My body type needs chicken and fish and meat to feel good. I'll need a lot of meat, but I need some. You know, but there are vegans out there that will totally stress out their systems, making me wrong because of my food choices. Now, where's the spirituality in that? You know, so
I mean, I've had people call me up, wanting to know if supplements are in cellulose, you know, capsules, because there's a meat product in the gelatin. And it's like, okay, so you rather be sick and because you don't want to take this product because there's like some little minute amount of meat product in the gelatin.
Yeah, you know, and so those are the choices we get to make. So when you're choosing the soulmate you're going to draw to you, really, one of the difficult parts of the process is really knowing and understanding yourself. And it requires thinking about it. Like, okay, imagine it's a Saturday and my soulmate and I are together. What are we going to do? What is our day going to look like? You know, you don't want somebody who's totally compatible with you, who's going to do everything you're going to do, because where's the surprise in that? But at the same time, you want a certain level of compatibility. So, you know, pick it. Are we going to be gardeners together? Are we going to be golfers? Are we going to learn new things together? Are we adventurous? Like, I knew for certain my soulmate had to be somebody who loved to travel to adventurous places, because that's what I like to do. And I want, more than anything, I wanted my soulmate to be a great travel companion. So that was important to me. You know, how much he weighed, you know, that wasn't on my list. That wasn't a critical component. As long as he was healthy enough to do the adventurous travel I wanted to do, then that was what was important.
What about feelings? How important are feelings in this whole process?
Well, they're super important. you know, because that's the experience we women live in. You know, we want to feel that we're with somebody who loves and cherishes and adores us. You know, somebody who's got our back, who's going to be there for us and take care of us, and someone we can also take care of at the same time. So people have heard about visualizations, but what they don't know about a visualization is that it doesn't work without the emotion behind it. So I've renamed them. I call them feelingizations, because in order for you to manifest what you are visualizing, you have to be able to feel in every cell of your body that what you've asked for is already yours. So a feelingization is very, very important, and that's about getting into a heart space, dropping into your heart, allowing yourself to feel in this moment that you are this precious, precious, precious being that is deserving of love. And for a lot of people, I know that's hard. They are not in touch with those feelings, which is why I give away the feelingizations on my website for free. So you can just download them and do them, because in every feelingization, we take you back to a place of love so you can re-experience those feelings. And the website is soulmatesecret.com, soulmatesecret.com. And if you hunt around, you'll find a button that says free stuff, and that's where the feelingizations are.
Oh, we like free.
Yeah, free's good. There's a lot of good free stuff on my site.
And I guess what I'm hearing you say, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that also when we're imagining or visualizing these scenarios with, you know, our mystery date, we should also bring in the feeling of what it would feel like to us being in these different scenarios, going out on that adventurous trip or playing golf together with this person.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to smell the grass. You want to see the ball rolling down the green. You want to see the two of you enjoying each other, having a beer on the 19th hole, whatever it is golfers do. You want to put yourself right there in present moment awareness as if you are standing there today.
Yeah, I think that, and I thought The Secret was really great in, you know, opening that door about the law of attraction, but they really left out the whole feeling part. And to me, that is a key.
The most important part got left out, and I think it could only be because the producers didn't understand that piece of it, and that's why they left it out. That's the only thing I can figure. But, yeah, the feeling part's really important. And it's a lot of fun to make this stuff happen. I was just talking to a young guy who stopped by my office yesterday who just recently, 6 weeks ago, manifested his soulmate after he'd been in an 8-year relationship. And he told me he'd read my book. I said, well, what was the part of the book? What was it that was, you know, the aha moment for you? And he said it was the whole chapter on feathering the nest, on clearing out the clutter, on getting rid of the mementos and breaking free from the past 100%, cutting the cords. And he said within days of doing that, that's when he met his soulmate.
Cool. We only have 2 minutes left, so just one more quick question, and then we'll kind of wrap up. What is the most common stumbling block that people have when they're trying to attract their soulmate?
The excuses I get most often from people is I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too broke, I'm too damaged, or my favorite, all the good ones are taken. You know, they just have this belief, oh, well, I'm 52 years old and divorced, it's over for me. And there are 6.5 billion people on this planet, and you only need one. The odds are in your favor. And I have dozens and dozens of stories of people over 50, over 60, even over 80 who have manifested soulmates. It's absolutely doable and possible. But if you're going to insist that all the good ones are taken, then I promise you, you're going to get to be right. You have to choose happiness over being right.
And so then you just get all the not good ones, I guess.
If anything, I don't know. You know, most people on the planet want to be connected to somebody else. So not only are there 6.5 billion, you know, 50% of them are in, you know, on your team, you know, and they're looking for a soulmate too. You know, so on some level you could say to yourself, by not making myself available, I'm being very selfish, because the one you're looking for is also looking for you.
Ariel, our time is just about up. If somebody wants to get a copy of your book, where would they go to look for it?
Oh, it's available in bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can just check it out. And I'd also encourage you to check out my other website, which is SoulmateKit.com.
So there's SoulmateSecret.com and SoulmateKit.com.
Yeah.
Great. Ariel, I know the music's going to be coming up here in a second. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And you're right, we did cram a whole bunch of information into just 30 minutes.
Yeah,
I really appreciate
great.
You
Lovely to
and your work.
You.
Well, you have a great weekend, and we'll have to have you back on.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. And we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Ken Gearhart about monsters, mysteries, or myths. And we'll also be finding out the winner of last week's Mind Yoga Question. Right back.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Reed Louise, will return right after these messages.